What makes our gospel for today a little bit contradictory of who Jesus is? We heard that Jesus Christ said, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." It does not fit the character of Jesus. He is called Prince of Peace and associated him with peace. He taught non-violence and non-retaliation. He even said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." He taught his disciples to turn the other cheek when slapped on one cheek. Jesus, in all his teachings, and evidently seen in our gospel for today, challenges his disciples to look on what are their priorities in life, who they love first and foremost. He taught his disciples to love God above all else and gave the loyalty which is only due to God, a loyalty which is higher than his spouse or kin, family, or friends. It is likely that even our family and friends can become our enemies if they will become our hindrance from doing what we know God wants us to do. To follow our Lord with all our hearts incurs hostility. Always remember that to embrace the gospel is to lose the affection of the world, wherein we can discover who our true friends are if we stand up for Christ. And to follow Jesus is a revolutionary call. He knew that to follow him would mean resistance, disagreement, suffering, and even death for his disciples. But our Lord Jesus Christ calls us not to be afraid to face all these challenges and death. He will never abandon us, and he will always be with us throughout this journey called life. He knows everything because he has gone before us on the road, and he will be with us today and every day of our lives. So my brothers and sisters, let us ask Jesus today to help us to be faithful disciple, and never be afraid to walk where he has gone before us. We will never be alone in this journey because Jesus Christ said, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age."